USI gaming industry posts record revenue in March. The online gaming industry in the United States has set a new revenue record in March 2025. In the month, operators in the seven U.S. states where iGaming is regulated reported a combined gross revenue of $905.6 million, an increase of 26.2% year-over-year. All seven states also hit new revenue milestones, with each posting 20% or higher year-over-year gains in gross or adjusted gross revenue. For example, Pennsylvania's online gaming revenue nearly broke the $300 million mark, exceeding earlier projections. Legal online casinos in the Keystone State generated $291.6 million in gross revenue, AGR, surpassing the $230.6 million grossed in March 2024. Like Pennsylvania, Michigan and New Jersey also set all-time highs and exceeded $240 million in gross revenue and $235 million in AGR. In Connecticut, where only FanDuel and DraftKings operate, gross revenue totaled $57.7 million, a 30.3% rise year-over-year. Both operators received over $800 million in wagers for the first time. While DraftKings posted the highest wagers at $853.7 million, FanDuel led in revenue with $29.2 million. West Virginia's platforms achieved $36.4 million in revenue from nearly $888.8 million wagered, a 51.9% increase from last year. Monopoly models deliver big results. In Delaware, where Bet Rivers is the sole operator, total wagers and gross revenue reached $279.9 million and $10.3 million. Matcha's revenue makes it the first time Bet Rivers will reach eight figures in monthly revenue. Rhode Island's sole online casino platform, Bally's, reported $5.1 million in revenue amid ongoing debates about ending its monopoly on mobile sports betting. The revenue surge led to substantial tax collections for the states. In March, gaming tax contributions across all USI gaming jurisdictions amounted to $177.1 million. This amount, which excludes local-level receipts, represents a $41.1 million increase compared to the same month in 2024.